Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
So it's about 43 degrees outside right now, waking up on a Wednesday, 6:55. But I got to tell you, it's raining downtown Chicago, and I'm pretty sure it's raining where you're at as well, because looking at my weather app, it's got 70% chance, 70%, 80%. It's going to be raining all throughout the day, maybe a little hold up early afternoon, but then picking up again later on tonight. So make sure you have that umbrella handy throughout the day.
Hey, happy first day of spring.
Yeah, you know, I think that kicks off, I think, at around 5.
Is there a time or just today?
Yeah, I just saw that on Twitter.
All right. And Twitter never lies.
Yeah, Twitter is always
right. All right, well, speaking of lies, so over the weekend, we were out in Wrigleyville, and it was St. Patrick's Day weekend here in Chicago. Big, big deal. So I can't believe this happened to me. So I'm at a bar, just a bar in Wrigleyville, okay? All of a sudden, I see this really, really pretty girl that was walking my way, and we locked eyes, and I was like, and liquid courage kind of got the best of me. I was like, hey, you want a drink? And she goes,
no,
yeah.
your pickup line is, do you know I'm Roman from Styles and Roman?
That's never been my pickup line. So I buy her a drink, and she's like, we're talking for a little bit. What's your name? She goes, Roxy. I said, okay, well, I'm Roman. Hey, how you doing?
Coming to the stage, we have Roxy.
Hey, who am I to judge what somebody's name is? But I've never met a Roxy before, but her name was Roxy.
And by the way, if your name is Roxy, it's a very pretty name.
Just beautiful name. So we're talking, having a really good time. We cheers, talking a little bit, where you from, where I'm from. And then I had to go with my friends. She had to go with her friends, but we exchanged phone numbers. So we have been texting the past couple days. Really cool girl. So yesterday, quote-unquote Roxy adds me on Instagram, and I see it's her with the pictures, but I look at her profile, and her name is not... Her name is... I'm going to make it up, but like Lisa, right?
So
her
she name, gave you a fake name.
Well, so I text her. I go, listen, I saw you adding me on Instagram, but is your name Roxy or is it Lisa? She goes, oh my God, it's Lisa. Me and my friends always lie about our names at the bar. I go, what a first impression. You lied to me about your name.
Ooh, she first wants to see if she wants to get to know you a little bit. Yeah, okay, yeah, you're a good looking guy. Okay, I'll give you my number,
blah, blah.
But wait a minute. She lied now. She could be lying about everything now.
So 312-946-4995. We're looking for the lies that you told or that you've been told on when you first meet somebody, maybe on a first date.
Are you going to go on a date with her?
I don't know. I mean,
I'm going to be completely honest. I'll give you my opinion. It is what it is. She lied about her name. I'm sure she's a pretty girl. I'm sure she's great. You've been texting her for a couple days now. But she did lie. I mean, I know it's only a name and blah, blah, blah. And
well,
she probably joked around.
Listen, I have buddies that tell girls they're doctors. Oh, yeah, I'm a doctor over at... I mean, people do lie and, I guess, build their profile up, whatever it is. 312.
But then when you go on a first date, you have to come back to reality.
Exactly.
I'm not a doctor.
Well, now I know her real name. But 312-946-4995. Again, lies that you've told or lies you've been told when you first meet somebody. Good morning, it's Styles and Roman on US 99. So I met somebody on Saturday at the bar, and she told me her name was Roxy. And then a couple days later, she added me on Instagram, and her profile name did not match the name she had gave me in person. So I called her out. I was like, hey, is your name really Roxy or is it Lisa? And she goes, oh my gosh, I'm so sorry. Me and my friends always lie to guys at the bar. My real name is Lisa.
Why would she lie, though? Like, if she's interested, that's my thing. You know what I mean? Like, if Roxy was really interested in you, why would she come up with a fake name?
How interested could you be after the first second you meet somebody? I was like, hey, what's your name? Roxy. What's your name? Roman. And then we started talking, having a drink, having fun, exchanged phone numbers. And
then
yeah.
At that point, shouldn't she say, once you exchange phone numbers, hey, by the way, don't put my number under Roxy?
I blame it all on St. Patrick's Day. 312-946-4995. Good morning. Talk about the lies that you told or were told.
When I'm out with my friends, sometimes I'll lie and tell a guy that I have a boyfriend so I don't have to talk to them, even though I do.
That explains why I meet so many girls with boyfriends in this city.
But you only do that to the guys that you're not attracted to. If a good-looking dude rolled up, you're like, hi, I'm Alyssa. Nice to meet you.
Oh, yeah, of course.
That explains why I met so many girls in this city that have boyfriends.
Common trick, yeah.
Chicago's hottest country, US 99. Let's break it down like this. Styles and Roman, we are one song away. In one song, you can win tickets for Friday, Saturday, and Sunday for our Windy City Smokeout this year. It's going to be in the parking lot at the UC, the United Center, and Cole Swindell, Chris Young, and Old Dominion. They're all going to be there taking the stage for you.
All going to be a lot of fun. Maybe you'll meet somebody, a guy or a girl, and then you can exchange info, and maybe you find out one of them is lying. Good morning, Teresa from Elgin. Tell us about the lies that you told.
Well, when my girlfriends and I would go out, we would get fake names sometimes, but we actually wore fake engagement rings.
What?
Yeah.
You think that's going to stop a guy?
Well, it did mostly, and then the ones that didn't stop, that was really concerning.
Hold on a second. So if you're a single girl and you're out with your friends, you don't want to meet anybody at all?
No, we didn't wear them all the time, but I have a lot of pretty friends, and we would get hit on all the time, and sometimes we just wanted to go out, dance, have a good time, and not feel bad if guys were to get us drinks and we would not be into them.
I can see like a couple of good-looking guys approach you, and you all slowly start taking your rings off and putting them in your pocket.
Oh, yeah. And if I noticed that a good-looking guy was checking out one of my girlfriends, I would, like, scratch my eyebrow to let her know to take off her ring.
You guys actually had, like, baseball signs you had.
Oh, we totally did. And they totally worked. It was fantastic.
I think me and you should blow this off. So much for the after party. Let's tell everybody we got lost. I think me and you should do our own thing. Our own way. In my place. My way. Take it from me. T-shirt to sleep in. It's my favorite, but you can keep it. It looks good, baby, you should leave it. Hanging off your shoulder. Forgive me them bare feet dancing down the hall and smiling at me, running your finger down the wall. You know what I want, I got what you need. Take it from me. See where this thing goes. All I know is that I'm all yours. All night, I've got nothing but time. So take it from me, if you want a t-shirt to sleep in. It's my favorite, but you can keep it. It looks good, baby, you should leave it. Hanging off your shoulder. Give me them bare feet dancing down the hall and smiling at me.
You knock me out kiss by kiss. I need you, baby, sip by sip. Sit back and let me drink you in. I'm falling for you over and over and over again. When I wake up in the middle of the night, you holding me so tight, they're throwing me mile and mile. Sure feels good to love someone. When you laugh at the way I dance, when you smile when you hold my hand, I look at you and I understand. Sure feels good to love someone.
Look at it rain. It is coming down this morning. If you haven't left the house just yet, if you're still getting the kids ready for school, make sure you grab that umbrella if you're in your car and you forgot your umbrella. Ha ha! You're going to be wet all day today.
I got my car washed 2 days ago because it said all week long was going to be nice.
No, it's supposed to rain all day today.
I didn't see that.
Car washes for everybody driving around right now.
I didn't see that coming. I didn't see a lie coming when I met somebody who told me a fake name over the weekend. Good morning, Brittany from Bolingbrook. Talk about when someone lied to you or you lied to somebody.
So a while ago, I met this guy. I think it was on one of those dating websites. When I met him, I mean, I was talking to him on the phone for a while, but then when I actually met him, I was looking at him and I'm like, like, you're not 40 years old. I just said it, you know. He goes, you're right, I'm 50.
Uh-oh.
I said, 10-year lie, that's a lot. His response was, well, women in their 50s have lost their spark. And I'm like thinking, I was like, oh, really? Look at Jennifer Aniston. Look at, you know.
Jennifer Lopez.
Really? They've lost their spark? I was like, meanwhile, I took a look at his pictures when he was half of that age. Oh, he more than lost his spark. He lost his hair. He lost all kinds of things. He looked like he had, like, a little bird thing on top of his head, the way his hair kind of disappeared. And I looked at these pictures, and I said, my, how we changed.
God, I can't wait to hear how the second date went. Chicago's hottest country, US 99 at 727. You got Styles and Roman. And I'm going to tell you right now, my advice to you, she lied about her name. I would not go on a first date with her.
Well, let me explain the story here. So over the weekend, we are partying in Wrigleyville for St. Patrick's Day. And I was at a bar, the biggest country bar out there in Wrigleyville. And I met this girl. I saw this girl, and she was so, so pretty. And we locked eyes. And she actually came over by me. And I was like, hey, can I get you a drink? I guess like the liquid courage, maybe like have a little confidence, whatever. And she's like, yeah, I love a drink. So I got her a drink. And I was like, what's your name? And she told me her name was Roxy.
Roxy.
And I was like, okay, what's up, Roxy? I'm Roman. So we started talking a little bit, and she was super, super cool. We hung out for like 5 minutes. I had to go my way. She had to go her way. But we exchanged phone numbers. So yesterday, actually, she adds me on Instagram, and I realized that, oh, it's her. Yeah, that's her pictures. And so I realized her profile name was not Roxy. It said Lisa. By the way, I'm changing the name, but it said Lisa, like a normal name. So I texted her. I go, listen, is your name Roxy or is it Lisa? Because you told me on Saturday it was Roxy. She goes, oh my God, LOL. Me and my friends always lie about our names when we're out at the bar.
But when she's giving you her phone number, all right, she's about to toss the digits your way. That's when you say, hey, I was just making sure you weren't a stalker. You're a cool dude. It seems like, all right, my real name is Lisa. Put Lisa in your phone. It's not Roxy.
I'll chalk it all up to St. Patrick's Day. The craziness that was St. Patty's Day in Wrigleyville. Good morning. Who's this?
Lisa.
Lisa. Wait, the real Lisa that I met on Saturday?
No.
Or is this Roxy? Coming to the stage, we have Roxy.
Yeah, I should have said Roxy, but no, my true name is Lisa.
All right, that you told or you found out when you first met somebody.
Well, this goes way back because I was 19 when I met my husband of 34 years, and we were engaged after 3 months, and after the 3 months, he told me that he had a child, and I started to cry. He said, I'm just kidding. It was a total lie.
Oh. I love that you started to cry about it, too.
Yeah, my heart dropped and my stomach, I was sick. You know, not that today it's very common, but back in 1984.
Why did he do that? Just to mess around with you?
Yes, and he's been like that forever. And I still bring that up to him. I'm like, how could you do that? And maybe he does have a kid.
Yeah, right. You just don't know.
So coming up in 3 minutes, we have $1,450 for you. Good morning, it's Styles and Roman. Yep, Roman's College of Country Knowledge is next.
That is not a lie, but that's not what we're looking for. So good morning, Michelle from Carol Stream. What lie were you told early on?
Oh, I had dated this guy, and, you know, we met, told me his name, everything else. And about 2 months later, I had helped him get a gift for his nephew, and so he owed me money. He went to write me the check, and it was a different last name than the one he'd given me.
So what was his reason? Why was he lying about his last name?
He told me I totally did not know. He didn't lie to me. He's like, oh, I would never do that. And I'm like, really? Then how would I come up with this name I've never even heard of?
And then you found out you weren't buying his nephew a present. It was his son!
Exactly.
Good morning, Brooke from Homer Glen. What lie did you tell on a first date?
Okay, so I got set up on a blind date once in high school, and I used to be really, really shy. So I told the guy, like through text, I was mute and I couldn't talk.
What?
And then my mom called, so I had to answer the phone in front of him, and I forgot, and I kind of talked in, yeah.
Okay, so you went on a date with this guy, and he thought you were a mute?
Yeah, I brought a giant wasteboard, and I'm trying to respect it.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.